Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 16th. Like it has so many other events, the COVID-19 pandemic has interrupted a planned four-year-long world tour of treasures from King Tut's tomb. They've been an object of fascination since this day in 1923, when British archaeologist Howard Carter first entered the ancient pharaoh's sealed burial tomb. Inside lay a sarcophagus with three coffins nested inside one another. The last coffin, made of solid gold, contained the mummified body of Tut. Among the riches found in the tomb, golden shrines, jewelry, statues, a chariot, weapons, clothing, the perfectly preserved mummy was the most valuable, as it was the first one ever to be discovered. Surprising fact, King Tut began his reign when he was just 9 years old and died when he was 18. Also on this day in history, in 1945, the U.S. recaptured Bataan during World War II. In 1959, Fidel Castro was sworn in as Cuba's prime minister. And in 1984, Bill Johnson became the first ever American to win gold in downhill skiing. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, February 15th, 1965. The students decide to post sentries around the hall. 3 days ago, they left the University of Sydney to travel to more rural places, trying to understand the state of Aboriginal rights in their country and to stand up for equality. They're calling it the Freedom Ride. And as they're settling down to sleep, the minister and the warden say, "You can't stay here tonight." They wake up the bus driver and head out onto the road. It's late at night, but then a truck pulls up alongside the bus and crashes into its side. Today, how did the U.S. civil rights movement spark a wave of student activism on the other side of the world? And how did this dramatic confrontation on the road help catapult this student protest to national importance, changing laws and lives in Australia? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.